This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 16th day of October, year of our Lord, 2013, welcome to the John Moore Show. As always, some interesting earth change headlines at standeo.com concerning storms and earthquakes, volcanoes, and so forth. So check that out. My friend Paul Martin has a great website I mention occasionally, revolutionradio.org. There's half a dozen or more great articles there concerning the status of our economy, which I think is one of the clear and present dangers to what we're all facing with our economy and the intervention of Obamacare into our economy. Tomorrow, Thursday the 17th, our meetup will be at the Benton Square Restaurant, dinner in the public dining area at 6 p.m. You don't need to attend dinner, meeting upstairs in the private meeting room at 7 p.m. Benton Square Restaurant, Rolla, Missouri. Details at my website, thelibertyman.com. The topic will be preparedness. Our two leaders of discussion will be Mr. Dwayne Goodridge and Mr. Dan Sutterfield. Quick reminder, if you buy postage online from the Postal Service, please consider giving credit to our little country post office. It's about 100 square feet. It's a pretty small post office in the Davisville General Store at 65456. There are details at my Facebook page, The John Moore Radio Show. Last but not least, I have a couple of great marketing people I'm working with, looking to have a couple of more to help market my services as a public speaker. The details at my Facebook page, The John Moore Radio Show. We do have patiently waiting in the green room my friend Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny is a credentialed astrophysicist, a mathematician, author, radio talk show host, man about town. He's going to give us some updates on what things are concerning him. Good morning, Jim.
John, good morning. How are you?
Real good, sir. Well, we got some what might be considered normal fall days here in the Midwest, but truly bizarre, dangerous, scary weather in other parts of the world, don't we?
John, I've been kind of out of the loop on a couple things, and one of them is the recent weather. Just because I have where I am, I'm kind of isolated.
But, well, roger that. Yeah, well, we got a typhoon that hit Vietnam in the last couple of days. Earthquake in the Philippines, of course, that's not weather. Tropical storms and so forth down in the Gulf of Mexico and Mexico area. In the Midwest, of course, South Dakota had a snowstorm about 5 or 6 days ago that killed 100,000 cattle. The price of beef cannot help but spike upward with the death of 100,000 cattle that would be going to market during the next year. So that's something to keep in mind if you want to stock up on some beef now and fill up your freezer before the price spikes in 3 to 6 months. This might be a good time to do it.
So right now they're rushing all of these to market. Is that the idea?
I have coffee frequently with some cattle ranchers, and they watch the market, and there's cycles that they depend on to know when to bring their cattle to market. But taking 100,000 cattle out of the mix in one day changes the market for the entire country. I can't tell you what percentage of cattle that is, but it's certainly a very sizable, measurable percentage of all the cattle that would be going to market the next year or so. So the cattle ranches will be putting that into the mix as to their timing and when they take their cattle to market. Obviously, they all want to get the best price they can. And these are very smart men and women, by the way, these cattle ranchers. They know exactly what they're doing. But this does change things. So, Jim, what is it you're paying attention to these days that we need to know about?
Well, a couple of interesting things. What I've discovered is that internationally, excuse me, many foreign countries have already been stuck with what we call the mark of the beast, chips. And these are now in the form of credit cards. The credit card readers, you no longer swipe the card, you put it in, and it reads a chip, and then you pull the card out. And so it's a different form of technology that actually reads the card. The point is that your American credit cards and debit cards no longer work in many, many places in foreign countries now.
Really?
And the cards of the people in those countries don't work in the United States anymore. And it's slow to be adopted because many people still have the old technology. They haven't been able to, say you go into a mom-and-pop restaurant, they will still have the old technology where you can swipe an American credit card because they can't, it's a time lapse. But if you go into, say, a Walmart was one of the first ones to internationally move towards the mark of the beast, where you have to be chipped to purchase. Now, it's odd that you can still use your American credit cards and debit cards in the United States in Walmart, but in foreign countries, you will not be able to use your American debit and credit cards in Walmart. So it's a very interesting trend, something that's subtle, something nobody is talking about, but people that follow economics should jump on this. I don't personally have time to follow up on all of this, but it's a very real movement, and with the United States banking community ready to crumble, a lot of people don't talk about that, but the U.S. government being down there's nobody watching these. There's not even a fox watching the hen house in the United States regarding banking. And so, we're in for some changes here. We talked about the issue with power outage drill coming up in November.
Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Waking up my morning attack.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 16th of October. It is Wednesday, 16th of October, and we're back. We're visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Let's continue, Jim.
Like I said, John, I don't have time myself to follow up on the details, but nobody is covering this banking situation, which is a firecracker ready to go off. The changes that could occur, and probably what if the, you know, the economic disaster, the federal shutdown, all kinds of people are falling to depend on government services of any kind. Essential to them, it may not be essential to the federal government, but they're just sunk through the cracks with nobody there to answer the phone. And this is the reason why Obamacare is going to be a disaster. When you pick up the phone to call somebody, what's your problem? Nobody's going to be able to the phone.
Right.
The government cannot, in by any nation, pick up and run a national health care.
Well, another, you're right. What you're saying is absolutely correct, Jim. In addition to that, a sizable percentage of the American economy depends on Americans having what's called disposable income, money that they can spend any way they choose to spend it, which would be the entertainment industry, sports industry, food and beverage industry, all the vacation and lodging industries, travel, and so forth. What I'm reading is that people's monthly bill for health care insurance is going to double or triple, taking all that money away from disposable income and putting into these health insurance premiums. That will be devastating to the American economy.
Yeah, and additionally, when countries that have national health care, it's a 9 months to a year to get a CAT scan. Let's say a statistic in 25% of the women with breast cancer die before they have their first, you know, it's staggering what this will bring about. Instead of health care for all, it'll be tremendously poor health care for all.
Absolutely.
In other words, some people have access to relatively okay methods. In the future, nobody will have access to okay medicine.
It's an
absolute disaster, a very expensive disaster.
Absolutely. Jim, a friend of mine, in fact, he was a regular guest on my show, a Canadian resident. He died from an abscessed tooth due to the delays that are part and an inherent part of the Canadian national health care system.
Yeah, and then you hear that all the time. I mean, people don't realize. They think that this is so swell, but when you talk to people who've been in these systems, it doesn't work. It simply doesn't work. The only national health care system in the world that really is working, oddly enough, is in Cuba. And that is because the pharmaceutical industry and the doctor industry, if you look, the MD industry, long ago, they have been kept under financial wraps, and that's the only way you can have a national health standard where people in Cuba can all get an education. You still look at their teeth. If you go to a third world country, the health of the country, look at their smiles. Most third world countries, most people by age 30 are missing most of their teeth. In Cuba, the old people have all of their original teeth. You know, and it's a very strange situation, and a lot of people don't want to admit it, but it's the truth. And so you cannot take our medical system, it's a square peg, and pound it into a round hole of Obamacare. It just is not going to work.
Well, Cuba is just now coming out of a true Stalinist mindset and form of government. Were, and I don't know if it's changed or not, but up until recently, and it may still be the case, all Cuban residents were virtual prisoners and could not leave the country without permission of the government upon pain of being put in prison if they attempted to. So that's the downside of that system.
No, there's, I'm not saying all things are good there. I'm just saying in terms of the medical system or an educational system, There's only one way to do it, and that is that the doctors can't make $250,000 a year. The pharmaceutical companies right now are going to make tremendous amounts of money because when you go to the doctor, look at they'll probably have five drugs they give for everything.
Right.
So that'll streamline the pharmaceuticals. They'll sell lots of a few drugs, and their overhead will be zero, and it'll be pure profit driven directly into the pharmaceutical company. So that's what you're going to get under Obamacare. You're going to go in for any one of 200 maladies, and you're going to come out with one of five drugs. That's what's going to happen.
Well, that's my assessment as well, Jim. We got a regular caller here, Jim. It's Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
As one who has to administer those drugs, I would suggest you five is a bit of an underestimation. U.S. FDA has always been known for being conservative in terms of approving drugs compared to countries like Japan, where they have pharmacopoeias that are three times the size of ours, you know, and the government approves a lot more. But I get the gist of what you're saying. Things are going to be limited, and yes, the pharmaceutical companies and the insurance companies were instrumental in designing the protocols. The doctors are going to be handmade servants to the protocols designed by these powers that be, and if the doctors presume to stray and try and exert a little autonomy, they'll be fined the first time and arrested the second. The doctors are becoming virtual handmaids of the pharmaceutical and insurance companies. What I actually called about initially was talking about the mark of the beast system, you know, the credit card, the number discrepancies, credit card discrepancies between the U.S. and Europe. And I would suggest to you that that is deliberate. When I was a kid, most people carried around charge cards for major department stores and gas stations. They then came out with Bank AmeriCard, which later became Visa, and MasterCard, which later became MasterCard. So there's your duality there. There's a reason why we have Coke and Pepsi, Home Depot and Lowe's, Walgreens and CVS, so across the street from each other, intersections. And so this is just another, the card being discrepant between the U.S. and Europe is just another one of these Hegelian dialectical dualities that gets people to say, hey, wait a minute, they have something we don't. These systems are compatible. And it creates a public demand for the very slave chains they want to put on us.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The chip has been slid in, I would say, very much under the wire in the foreign countries. But see, the United States is too aware. If you come up mm-hmm. with somebody and say you have to change all your debit and credit cards to this shiny new one, which, by the way, this magnetic swiper on it or strip on it anymore doesn't work, you need to use the chip in here and insert your card in a card reader that holds it for a minute while it reads the chip. People in the United States go ballistic because they're already tuned to this, but every foreign country has already been handed this and converted. You look at the card readers in foreign countries, you slide the card in it, you don't swipe it anymore. But they still have the swiper on there. But the point is that all of the foreign banks have already converted to the chip.
Glenn, thank you for your call. Glenn. We appreciate it. Here's our break. We'll be back with Professor Kenny after the break. Stay tuned.
Collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 16th of October. Freeze-dried guy continues his GMO free and gluten-free sale. He's been getting a lot of requests for years to provide food. It has no GMO food in it and gluten-free. Well, he's doing it. He has stepped up to the plate. He's providing the food that you want. 100% certified GMO-free, 100% gluten-free food. You can get the details at his website, freezedryguy.com. Catch this 20% off sale. And add to your storage, your food storage program with 100% gluten-free and 100% certified GMO-free food. Get all the details at his website, freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. We're visiting this morning with Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny's website is linked at my links page, thelibertyman.com. And Jim, you have a radio show every Thursday live. Tell people how they can listen to your live show and listen to the archives also, if you would, please.
Yeah, the radio show is every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, WWCR out of Nashville, Tennessee. And the frequency is currently 9.350, and that should be changing here shortly. I don't have the update on that, but anyway, you can look at the schedule on the page, the WWCR page, to see if that's changing.
Okay.
But also Friday night at 10 p.m. and Saturday morning 3 a.m., it airs from WTWW out of Nashville also. And all of the archives are available on my webpage, the jmccsti.com webpage. All of the archives for years and years are there, including the most recent shows. So listen and learn.
Absolutely. And, of course, at your website, people can also order your books and other items, can't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, this a whole laundry list of items there. And I found it interesting, John, last week you asked me about the calendar. It's officially called the Emergency Survival Recalendar Sunstar Clock.
Right.
And I had a flurry of activity of sales on that last week. So just letting you know that people are listening and acting on information they hear.
And I wouldn't be surprised if you got some orders from Australia, South Africa, New Zealand, England. We have a lot of listeners in England and Australia, some international orders from people listening to the John Moore radio show. Well, that's great because we want to get the word out. We want people to be prepared. And you could be in the outback of Australia and be listening to the John Moore radio show and understand that even in the outback of Australia, if the planet changes on its axis and the old calendar no longer works, that planting whatever seeds you have in your stock is literally a matter of life and death, because if you plant your seeds at the wrong time, thinking it's spring when actually it's midsummer, you could be in very serious trouble, couldn't you, Jim?
Yeah, that'd be end of the line. And so people who are prepared and they think, I've got all my seeds, I've got everything to live with, having the wrong date would end it all. And so we find that the ancient civilizations that succeeded all had somebody in their group who knew how to build a calendar. And my original in that Surviving Planet X Passage pamphlet, I have a description how to take a pile of rocks and build a calendar. And that's good, but this new device takes all of the mystery out of it. It's right there. It has our current clock and calendar on it, and it shows you how to build a new one if needed. So sometimes just as a demonstration, I was in a third world country, and I took a guy who had always just worked on a farm all his life. I mean, he really was not what you'd call educated. They're intelligent, but not what you'd call book educated. And I took out this device, and we set it up, and in 5 minutes had the clock and calendar. And this guy had a watch on, and he compared it to his watch, and it was, like, within 3 minutes accurate.
Right.
And he was like, you know, and then he watched it as the sun changed. And then I showed how the nighttime, that the stars also gave a clock with this device. And he was just like he couldn't believe it, you know, that something on a tablet that you set up and adjust for the latitude. And I kind of wonder what mariners would have done with this back in the, you know, in the sailing days before clocks and timepieces.
Right.
I mean, this device with all of the timepieces and devices that have been invented for nautical use, this is the thing that everybody needed, but didn't have.
It kind of reminds me, Jim, I read once that the Celtic cross, which predates Christianity by more than 1,000 years, is actually a representation of a navigation device.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting because, yeah, there is a kind of a Middle Ages navigation device that kind of looks like a cross, and you hold it up, and it's for measuring the angle between stars and various other things in the heavens. But Yeah, this is an amazing little device, and it's only $44, including shipping.
Well, I've got mine. It's about the size of a legal pad, and I keep mine locked up in a gun safe. I think so much of it, and I consider it so valuable, that I keep it locked up in my gun safe.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing that you really can use in case of emergency. And a lot of people have purchased it for their kids because their kids set it up, and they can watch the daily movement of the sun and the stars and build their own calendar using the device. And so it's an educational tool for kids.
Absolutely. For any children, homeschooled or otherwise, it would be a great educational tool and something that would teach some valuable skills to children as well as adults.
Absolutely. Which actually kind of brings in the next thing I wanted to talk about. At the beginning of your show, or I'm not sure if this was part of your show or the advertisement of the station or whatever, but the woman was talking about the core, Obama core education issue.
Okay, go ahead.
And this is an absolute disaster for education for kids and for everybody, but where the federal government wants to control the standards for all education K-12. And it's just another New World Order way to control the kids. And they want to control everything in private schools and by mandated tests. But the trouble is that the standardized, anything standardized becomes a disaster. Because the intent is, oh, everybody will be equal. We all have to reach this standard, and it isn't going to happen. Plus, they can install all of the New World Order teachings and prevent anybody else from saying anything.
Well, Jim, you can count on the private schools of the for the children of the elite will not participate in such silliness, and they still have standards. The elite private schools in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri, have never given up their standards. The boys and girls, for example, must wear a shirt with a collar and a tie, at least the boys anyway, in the private boys' schools. A lot of young people these days don't know that a T-shirt is underwear. And when I was in high school, public high school, you would have been sent home if you would show up at school wearing your underwear, which is a T-shirt. So the standards have not been abandoned at the schools for the elite, but you're right. This new process called CORE is another step towards dumbing down the masses of people.
Yeah, it's to keep everybody at the same level. There's a book, I think it was back in the 60s, a guy named Kurt Vonnegut wrote a series of short stories. The one is called The Monkey House. And it talks about a futuristic time when everybody had to have a beeper implanted in between their ear and their brain. And it went off every 15 seconds with an extremely loud blast that cleared all thought from your brain. And the idea was that they wanted everybody to be equal. And since you couldn't bring the people, say the mentally retarded people or the people with dysfunctional mental process, you could not bring them up to the level of everybody else. For equality's sake, you had to bring everybody down to their level, and thus the beeper.
Pretty amazing. Jim, we got a break. Everybody stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 16th of October. I need to remind everybody, my website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. You'll find interesting articles there that will help you become better informed about the true nature of our world, interesting products that you may not know even exist, including the energy cleaner, great way to mitigate pain, have optimal health. Ladies, your man in your life will have a stronger libido, and so forth. The energy cleaner, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, answered by friendly Americans in St. Louis, Missouri, is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And, of course, linked to my links page is a link to Professor McCanny's website. We are visiting with Professor McCanny. Jim, we've got about 10 minutes or so here to get the information out that we need to this morning.
John, I'm working on a new release. Actually, a couple things are coming out, a little bit of a surprise, some surprises coming out here. But my last show and then this week's show, my own radio show, I'm prepping the public mentally for some new information that I'm going to release. And it's going to be one of the more complicated releases that I've ever done, including the weather book, which was a very complicated release because of the nature of the material.
Right.
But this, oddly enough, is going to be a big, important thing for kids of all ages. So I should say kids and young adults, and really for all people, because it's going to affect really kind of the view. It's going to change standard views tremendously. And so in terms of education, let's put it that way, it's going to be a landmark release. And so I won't say any more than that, but so I'm talking about a lot of concepts that people have to understand, including symmetry in nature, architecture using arches, like church architecture, and the symmetry and structure and the basing of arches. And so this is all getting people prepped. And it does not have to do with the electric solar system or comets. It's something really new. And so, anyway, that's kind of the.
Well, Jim, are we talking another book coming out? Is that the nature of this release?
No, I don't think it's going to be in the form of a book.
Okay.
But we're still working on exactly the format. And I'm trying to. This one, I want to have a really high level of control over. In fact, the e-books have been very good for that. Because you can't sell an ebook on Amazon.com. That's where I'm the only person that sells the book. You understand?
Right.
And that's been something that I really have enjoyed since the ebooks have come out, is that I'm the only source for these. And we've had a problem with Amazon, and people have pointed out there that you don't really know who's printing these books. I am of the belief, I'll just say it because it's my personal opinion, that there's a lot of authors who are being totally ripped off, because it's easy now to have books copy printed in, say, China or something like that. And, the author doesn't know how many books Amazon is selling. And this is a rampant problem in all of the publication industry.
Right.
I've talked to authors who have published through major publishing houses, and they have the same problem. They really don't have any clue how many books have been sold, and they are totally dependent on the company to give them accurate information.
Absolutely.
And so in Amazon, companies like Amazon, you really don't have any clue how many books they are really selling.
That's interesting. Well, Jim, this new release, you haven't decided on a format yet, but can we anticipate a month that it might be ready to go?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. And then there's another little surprise kind of that goes along with it.
Well, you're building up some anticipation here, and that's a good thing. And you'll have more on that on your radio show tomorrow night.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just getting people conditioned. There's certain things that people have to know and understand to accept this new information for their be mentally prepared. And then I also recommend that people read my books, and this will, like all my releases, will depend on them understanding my previous work.
Right.
And so it's a sequence of information. I do a lot of work in the background. And every now and then, I kind of package some of this information for the public, and that's what's going on right now. This is a piece of work I have been working on for a long time, and it's a kind of a piece of this work I'm packaging and releasing.
Well, I do the same thing. I encourage people to get and read all of your books, because you're absolutely right. One work does build on the previous ones, and it's an education, ladies and gentlemen, and I encourage you to become a student of Professor McCanny, as I have. Well, that's great, Jim. We're looking forward with bated breath to see what's going to be coming out next year. And your radio show will be tomorrow evening, and you'll give more updates on that. Anything else you need to talk about this morning?
Just a little update on Comet Ison. It's a small but very energetic comet, and it's staying on course. I get a kick out of the standard science industry tried their hardest to say, oh, it's going to break up, it's not going to be there, don't look at it. And now they finally have to admit that, yeah, it's there, it's probably not going to break up. But to look at the hoops that the standard science community is jumping through to try and manage information about this comet is just hysterical. And what I find, too, is you go to, like, Universe Today is a standard astronomy mouthpiece webpage, spaceweather.com, another one. The blogs on there, when they're allowed, the people are just slamming them, saying, what are you putting these pictures up there, fuzzy, out-of-focus pictures? And the people are getting angry on these sites, and there's so much anger coming out, they can't stop it. People are saying, they're telling about my work, they're saying Mars went comet. The people are observing on these pages, saying Mars developed a fuzzy glow around it. What's that? And the people that are coming on saying, James McKinney, they don't allow my name to be used on the blogs, but they're saying Mars went comet due to the electrical interaction with the comet. They can't hold this down anymore. The public is exploding with this.
That reminds me, Jim, the original photographs of the Apollo moon missions were crystal clear and sharp, but what the public saw was intentionally downgraded and made slightly fuzzy.
Yeah, the whole, well, that's a whole giant can of worms, that whole Apollo program.
I know.
But, yeah, the information that is passed to the public, NASA released a picture of Comet Ison, taken supposedly from the orbiter that's around Mars, and it's a bunch of, like, if you took a spray can of white paint and sprayed it onto a large canvas with splattered all over, that's what it looks like. And the people were furious.
They said, what was this
taken with a 1973 Nokia flip phone? They were angry. They should be. And I just love it because you can see my education of the public coming out here. And the great thing is they can't contain it anymore. These apologist websites that are cow-cowing to the NASA baloney ain't cutting it anymore. And they
here's what's happening, Jim. Your students have become bulldogs on this information. And they just like a bulldog, they get a hold of this stuff. They're not going to let go, are they?
No. And what's interesting is these web pages, with NASA out of the picture, they're folding. They can't hold up against the onslaught of realism.
Jim, we're out of time. Thank you, sir. We're out of time. That's it for the day. Y'all be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, energy cleaners while you can. Man, firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your gun. Be safe. Have a great day. And God bless America.
Financial